Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a stacked old-school DNB pad in Ableton Live 12 that has that pirate radio energy, hazy, emotional, gritty, and just unstable enough to feel alive. And we're doing it the smart way, using resampling. So instead of hunting forever for one perfect synth sound, we're going to print layers, mangle them, re-record them, and let the sound design evolve through Audito. That is a very DNB move. It gives you texture, motion, and personality without making the MIDI overly complicated. The goal here is a pad that feels wide, nostalgic, and a little haunted. Something that can live in an intro, a breakdown, a pre-drop, or even sit quietly behind rolling drums and bass without getting in the way. Let's set the scene first. Open a fresh Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo somewhere in the classic DNB zone, around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want something a little more halftime or jungle crossover, you can drop closer to 160 to 168 BPM. Then create a simple session structure, so the workflow stays clean even though the sound itself is going to get messy in the best way. Make three MIDI tracks for the pad stack, one for the body, one for texture, and one for air. Then create one audio track for the resampled print. If you want, add return tracks for reverb and echo as well. Keeping the session organized matters more than people think, especially when the processing gets layered. Now for the harmony. Old-school pirate radio pads usually sound better when they're emotionally ambiguous rather than shiny and obvious. So instead of bright major chords, lean into minor, suspended, or extended voicings. Think M9, DM9, M7, Fsus2. GM7, CM7. Those shapes feel moody and spacious, and they leave room for the drums to punch through. A simple four-chord progression works great here. For example, try M9, Fsus2, GM7, M7. Or if you want a darker jungle feel, DM9, C major with no third, BBmaj7, and A7sus4. Keep the notes in the mid-range, roughly between C3 and C5. Don't pile up too much low end in the chord voicing, because your bassline is going to need that space. Let the notes overlap slightly, and use long note lengths so the reverb can bloom naturally. The idea is that the chord should feel like a fog bank, not a piano performance. Now we build the first layer, which is the warm body, on the pad body track. Load wave eatable first. Start simple. Use a basic waveform or an analog style saw. Add a second oscillator at a low level and detune it slightly. Give it 2 to 4 voices of unison, moderate detune, and a low-pass filter that sits somewhere between soft and dark, depending on how bright the patch is. Keep the attack fairly gentle, maybe 20 to 80 milliseconds, and let the release ring out for a few seconds. If the patch feels too clean, a tiny bit of noise can help. Just a touch. You're not trying to make it noisy yet, just less sterile. After wave eatable, add chorus ensemble. This is where a lot of the old-school shimmer lives. Use a slow rate, medium amount, and a mix around 30 to 50%. You want wobble, not cheesy trance width. Then add auto filter and use a low pass filter to soften the top end. Keep the cutoff somewhere in the low to mid kilohertz range. A little resonance is fine, but don't overdo it. We're making atmosphere, not a whistle. Next, add saturator with a light touch. Just a little drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB, and soft clip if the pad is starting to peak too hard. That tiny bit of harmonic glue helps the synth feel more printed and less pristine. Finish with utility. Widen the pad, but not so much that it turns into vague stereo mush. Around 120 to 150% width is a decent starting point. And keep checking how it feels in mono, because wide sounds can be deceiving when you're listening in solo. This first layer should be the emotional foundation. Warm, stable, and readable. Now we make the grainy ghost layer. This is where resampling starts to matter. Route the pad body track to your audio resample track, and record a few bars of the chord progression. Once you have that audio printed, treat it like sample material. On the pad texture track, add EQ8, Redux, Auto Filter, Saturator, and Reverb. With EQ8, high pass the sound somewhere around 200 to 400 HC so it stays out of the low-end fight. If the low mids feel muddy, dip a bit around 250 to 500 HC. If you want a little more bite, you can give a small presence boost around 2 to 4K HC. Then add Redux. But keep it subtle. You want lo-fi haze, not digital destruction. A little bit of bit reduction and downsampling can make the pad sound like it's coming from a battered tape dub or an old radio capture. Use auto filter to add movement. A slow sweep through low-pass or even band-pass territory can make the layer feel alive and slightly unstable. That little motion is what keeps the sound from becoming static. After that, add saturator and push it harder than the body layer. This is your dirt layer, so 4 to 8 dB of drive can work if you're careful. Then add reverb with a bigger, darker space, longer decay, some pre-delay, and a high cut to keep the tail from getting too bright. You want this layer to feel like static-tinged smoke behind the main chord. Now for the haunted top layer. This one is all about air is stability, and a bit of emotional unease. Use analog or another wavy-able patch, but voice it higher and keep the low end trimmed away. A saw or a pulse-based tone works well here. Detune it slightly, keep the attack fairly fast to medium, and let the release hang long enough to trail off into the reverb. Add chorus ensemble again, but don't overdo the lushness. This layer should float, not dominate. Then use auto filter as a high pass to keep it thin and airy. You can automate that cutoff over time so it breathes across the phrase. Next, add echo. A quarter note or dotted eighth note delay with moderate feedback can bring in that dubby pirate radio atmosphere. Darken the repeats so they sit behind the dry signal, and add a little modulation if it helps the sound wobble more naturally. Finish with a big, dark reverb. This top layer should feel like a ghost signal hovering above the beat. Thin, emotional, and a little unstable. Now let's blend the stack. Set the pad body as your main reference. Bring the pad texture in way lower, maybe 8 to 14 dB down. Then bring the pad air in even lower, maybe 10 to 16 dB down. The body should lead, and the other two layers should support the feeling without stealing the focus. If the stereo image is too wild, pull one layer back toward the center. A lot of beginner pad stacks fall apart because every layer is super wide, and then the whole thing turns facey and vague. One solid anchor layer helps everything stay defined. At this point, route all three pad tracks to a pad bus. On that bus, add EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, and utility. Use the EQ to high pass somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz, and if the mix feels cloudy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. Keep the compressor gentle, just enough to glue the layers together. You're not crushing it, you're printing it. A little saturation on the bus is a nice final touch, just enough to make the stack feel like one instrument. Now comes the key move, resample the full stack. Create an audio track called Pad Resample Print. Set its input to the pad bus or master, arm it, and record 8 to 16 bars of the progression. This is where the magic starts to feel real, because the layers are now interacting as one printed performance. That interaction is what gives old-school DNB its sampled, analog-ish personality. And don't just record one pass. Record a few. Maybe one clean. One with more filter movement. One with delay throws or reverb swells. Those variations will give you options later when you're arranging. Once the audio is printed, treat it like a sample. Trim the front cleanly. Fade in if needed. If you have an interesting tail, keep it. You can even reverse short fragments for transitions, or slice the phrase into parts for extra movement. On the resampled audio track, add a post-processing chain like a EQ8, auto filter, saturator, and a compressor if needed. You can also use reverb or echo here for specific moments. This is where you can automate a low-pass opening into a breakdown, or carve a little sidechain dip, so the pad breathes around the kick and snare. This is one of the best things about the resampling workflow. You can turn a static chord into a performance tool. A single pad can become an intro bed, a breakdown wash, a build riser, or a pre-drop tension layer. Now let's talk arrangement. In an intro, start with a hazy texture and maybe a filtered top layer. Let the listener discover the harmony gradually. In a build, open the filter little by little and maybe throw in a delay burst at the end of the phrase. In a breakdown, let the full stack bloom and take emotional control, while the bass drops out and the drums thin out. For the pre-drop, chop the last chord, reverse a tail, or use a short stutter so the energy tightens right before the drop lands. And in the drop itself, you often don't need the full pad stack. Sometimes just the filtered texture layer sitting quietly behind the drums is enough to keep the atmosphere alive without softening the impact. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, too much low end. Pads can wreck a mix fast if they're sitting too low. High pass them enough that the bass remains in charge. Second, overbright reverb. That can clash hard with hi-hats and snare air. Darker reverbs usually work better in DNB. Third, too much stereo width. If everything is huge, nothing feels solid. Fourth, not enough resampling. If you keep the sound only as a synth patch, it can feel too clean and modern. And fifth, too many notes. You want space for the bass line and drums to breathe. If you want to push the vibe darker, here are a few extra tricks. Try minor ninths and suspended voicings. They sound emotional without getting cheesy. Print the pad after some light abuse, like saturator, redux, or even a touch of distortion. Add quiet vinyl noise, tape hiss, crowd ambience or radio static, then resample again. That can really sell the broadcast from somewhere illegal feeling. You can also gate the pad rhythmically or use volume automation to create movement that locks with the drums. And don't forget chord inversions. Sometimes changing the voicing matters more than changing the chord itself. Keeping a common top note between chords can make the progression feel smoother and more intentional. Here's a solid practice exercise. Build a 16-bar pirate radio pad phrase. Write a 4-chord minor progression. Make 3 layers using wave-eatable and analog. Add chorus, filter, saturation, and reverb. Route everything to a bus. Resample 8 bars of the full stack. Then chop the audio into a 4-bar intro, a 2-bar build, a 1-bar reverse swell, and a 1-bar gap before the drop. Automate the filter across the phrase, and listen to it in the context of drums and bass. If you want a challenge, print 2 versions, one clean and atmospheric, and one gritty and degraded. Then compare how each one sits under amen breaks, rolling re-space, or halftime kick snare patterns.